2004年10月
October 2004,
一名潜水员和自己的搭档来到一处洞穴潜水
A diver and his partner came to a cave for diving.
此次他的目标是下潜至271米的深度
His goal was to dive to a depth of 271 meters.
打破淡水潜水的深度记录
Break the record for the deepest freshwater diving.
然而就在他打破记录
However, just as he broke the record,
打算上浮的时候
When planning to raise,
一具身穿潜水服的骷髅
A skeleton wearing a diving suit,
突然向他扑来，诡异的一幕
A sudden and bizarre scene,
顿时吓得潜水员魂飞魄散
The diver was instantly stunned and lost consciousness.
他的摄像机也拍下了这惊魂的瞬间
Its camera also captured this moment of terror.
那么这具遗体又是谁？
So who is this corpse?
他最终的结局又是怎样？
What was his final outcome?
大家好。
Hello everyone.
我是不二。
I am not unique.
今天给大家讲述的是不需慢动潜水事件。
Today, I'm going to talk about the Bushman's cave diving incident.
不需慢动
No need to dig.
位于南非卡拉哈里沙漠的边缘
Located on the edge of the Kalahari Desert in South Africa.
它的水面平静得像一块蓝宝石
Its surface is as calm as a blue gem.
四周荒无人烟
Four sides are desolate and empty.
没有汹涌的浪涛
No crashing waves.
没有狰狞的礁石
No menacing reefs.
可就是这样一片看似温柔的水域
That's exactly how it looks, a seemingly gentle body of water.
却被全球极限潜水员称为生命禁区
However, it is called a forbidden zone for extreme diving by the global extreme diving community.
它是全球第三深的淡水洞穴
It is the third deepest freshwater cave in the world.
实测深度接近284米
The actual measurement shows that the tunnel is close to 184 meters long.
相当于90层高楼垂直沉入地下，幽暗、冰冷、高压。
Equivalent to 90 stories of a building sinking vertically into the underground, dark, cold, and high-pressure environment.
每往下一米都是对人类生理极限的极致挑战。
Every step forward is a challenge to the limits of human physiology.
更是死神布下的陷阱。
This is a trap set by death.
1994年12月17日
December 17, 1994
20岁的南非少年德恩·德雷尔来到了这里。
20-year-old South African boy Dendriel arrived here.
彼时的他还是一名业余潜水爱好者。
At that time, he was still an amateur diver.
却已积累了约200次潜水记录，远超同期的普通爱好者。
However, he has accumulated approximately 200 diving records, far exceeding those of ordinary enthusiasts.
德恩出生于潜水世家。
He was born into a diving family.
父亲西奥也是一名潜水爱好者。
My father, Theo, is also a diver.
从小的耳濡目染。
From childhood, I have been influenced by my surroundings.
让他对水下世界充满向往。
Let him be fascinated by the underwater world.
尤其痴迷于洞穴。
Especially fascinated by caves.
潜水的未知与挑战。
Submerged unknown and challenges.
他热爱冒险。
He loves adventure.
曾不止一次地和家人坦言。
I have admitted to my family more than once.
若能选择生命的终点。
If you could choose the end of your life,
我希望死在潜水途中与深海为伴。
I hope to die in the sea accompanied by the deep sea.
而这份少年意气的戏言,
and this youthful idealism,
却最终一语成谶。
But in the end, he succeeded.
这天
，at day，
德恩加入了由知名潜水员努诺戈麦斯组建的专业潜水队，参与不需慢动的前期筹备任务。
He joined a professional diving team led by renowned diver Nuno Gomes to participate in the preliminary preparation tasks for the slow motion project.
努诺戈麦斯是当时潜水界的传奇人物。
Nuno Gomes was a legend in the diving world at the time.
以挑战极限
challenge for limits.
深度洞穴
deep cave.
潜水文明。
Submarine civilization.
此次他计划后续向不需慢动150米深度发起技术潜水挑战。
He planned to launch a technical diving challenge to depths of 150 meters, but without requiring slow movement.
而德恩的职责便是提前下潜铺设。
And Dean's responsibility is to lay the groundwork in advance.
引导声呢，为正式任务扫清障碍。
By to removing obstacles for formal tasks.
对于年轻的德恩而言
，For the young Dean,
这既是一次难得的历练机会。
This is also a rare opportunity for training.
也是证明自己能力的绝佳舞台。
It's also a great stage to prove your abilities.
他丝毫没有意识到这片看似平静的水下洞穴。
He was completely unaware of the seemingly calm underwater cave.
早已为他埋下了致命的隐患。
He had already laid a fatal trap for him.
团队出发前
Before the team departs,
已对不需慢动的环境进行了初步勘察。
Preliminary survey of the environment that does not require movement.
但受限于当时的技术条件
He was limited by the technical conditions of the time.
仅掌握了表层水域的情况
Only familiar with the surface water situation.
对深层洞穴的复杂结构和压力变化仍知之甚少
We still know very little about the complex structure and pressure changes in deep caves.
按照既定计划
According to the established plan,
团队采用分段下潜、逐步上浮的方式推进，每下潜一定深度。
The team adopted a phased descent and gradual ascent approach, where each descent was carried out to a specific depth.
便停留片刻
，pause for a moment，
让身体适应水压变化
，adapt the body to changes in water pressure，
避免减压病的发生。
Prevent the occurrence of decompression sickness.
德恩与三名同伴一同潜入水中。
He and his three companions dived into the water.
顺着提前布置的引导绳
Following the prearranged guide rope.
缓缓下潜，抵达目标深度后
As you descend slowly to the target depth.
德恩迅速投入工作。
He quickly got to work.
熟练的铺设声呐。
Proficient in laying sonar
设备完成任务后
Once the device has completed the task
团队开始按原路线返程
The team started to return along the original route
一切都很顺利
Everything went smoothly
当众人上浮至距水面50米处的关键减压点时
When everyone reached the critical decompression point 50 meters above the surface,
按照流程，所有人需在此停留。
Everyone must stop here according to the process.
足够时间
Enough time.
排除体内积累的氮气后
After excluding the nitrogen accumulated internally.
再继续上浮
Keep sliding.
就在这时
Just then,
原本正常调整呼吸的德恩
Ian, who was normally able to adjust his breathing,
身体突然停滞不动
The body suddenly stopped moving.
眼神也变得涣散
His eyes became vacant.
双手无力地垂落
Weak hands hanging down.
手中的备用
Spare in hand.
呼吸器也随之滑落
The respirator also slipped.
紧接着
Subsequently,
他的身体向洞穴深处快速坠落。
He quickly fell into the depths of the cave.
如同被无形的力量拖拽。
Like being dragged by an invisible force.
瞬间便被无尽的黑暗吞噬。
Instantly engulfed in endless darkness.
同行伙伴见状大惊失色。
The companions were shocked and horrified.
立即紧急呼救。
Call for help immediately.
并试图顺着引导绳追击。
And tried to follow the lead rope.
但洞穴内水流复杂。
But the water flow in the cave is complex.
能见度几乎为零。
Visibility is almost zero.
探照灯的光线在黑暗中显得微不足道。
The beam of the searchlight seemed insignificant in the darkness.
根本无法锁定德恩的身影。
It was impossible to pinpoint Dean's location.
更关键的是
More importantly,
是50米深度已存在一定的水压风险，贸然追击
With a depth of 50 meters, there is a certain water pressure risk, so it is not advisable to pursue.
不仅可能因减压不当
Not only may it be caused by improper decompression,
引发自身危险
cause self-harm,
还可能被暗流卷向更深的区域
It may also be drawn into deeper and more turbulent waters.
所以他们只能眼睁睁看着德恩消失在深渊之中
So they could only watch as Dean disappeared into the abyss.
悲剧发生后
After the tragedy,
努诺戈麦斯立即组织人员展开搜救工作。
Nuno Gomes immediately organized personnel to carry out rescue work.
但不需慢动的复杂环境。
But not in a complex environment that requires slow movement.
远超想象。德恩的父亲西奥更是悲痛欲绝。
The father of Dean, Mr. Dean, was even more devastated than expected.
为了找到儿子的踪迹
In order to find his son's whereabouts,
他不惜重金雇佣了德比尔矿业公司的专业团队。
He hired a professional team from Derby Mining Company at great expense.
动用先进的遥控潜水器
Using advanced underwater vehicles,
深入洞穴底部搜寻
Explore the bottom of the cave.
但最终仅在洞穴底部的泥沙中找到了德恩的潜水头盔。
However, the Dean's diving team was finally found only in the mud at the bottom of the cave.
头盔上还残留着轻微的撞击痕迹。
There are still slight traces of impact on the helmet.
推测可能是坠落过程中与岩石碰撞所致。
It is likely that it was caused by collision with rocks during the fall.
多次搜救无果后
After multiple failed rescue attempts,
西奥与妻子不得不接受儿子已经遇难的事实。
Theo and his wife had to accept the fact that their son had died.
无奈之下
In desperation,
他们在洞穴入口的岩壁上立了一块纪念牌。
They erected a memorial plaque at the entrance of the cave.
上面刻着德恩的名字。
The name Dean is engraved on it.
出生年月以及一句简单的悼念语
Birth date and a simple eulogy.
这块冰冷的石碑
This cold stone.
既承载着父母对儿子的思念
Carrying the parents' longing for their son.
也向每一位前来探险的前者发出警示
Also, a warning is issued to every explorer who comes to explore.
十年时间转瞬即逝
10 years pass in a blink of an eye
卡拉哈里沙漠的风沙依旧凭借着极致的危险与神秘
The wind in the Sahara Desert still boasts its extreme danger and mystery
它依旧吸引着全球顶级的极限潜水员前来挑战
He still attracts top level free divers from all over the world to challenge him
德恩的遗体早已成为洞穴中最神秘的传说。
The remains of Dean have long been the most mysterious legend in the cave.
有人说
Some people say
他被暗流卷入了更深的未知通道。
He was drawn into a deeper, more unknown passage.
有人说
Some say
他的遗体已被水下生物分解。
His remains have been decomposed by marine life.
直到2004年10月28日
Until October 28, 2004
46岁的澳大利亚潜水员戴夫肖的到来才打破了这一僵局。
The arrival of 46-year-old Australian diver Dave Shore broke the deadlock.
戴夫肖的人生充满了传奇色彩。
Dave Shore's life was full of legends.
他既是一名资深飞行员。
He is both a seasoned pilot and a skilled mechanic.
也有着超过200次的潜水记录。
Also has over 200 dives recorded.
是技术潜水领域的佼佼者。
He is a leading figure in the field of technical diving.
与其他从小接触潜水的爱好者不同。
Unlike other divers who started diving at a young age.
戴夫45岁时才正式踏入潜水领域。
At the age of 45, Shai formally entered the diving field.
2002年
2002,
他在南非潜水圣地科马蒂泉结识了资深潜水教练。
He met a senior diving coach at the diving paradise in Komati Springs, South Africa.
唐谢利凭借着飞行员对精密设备的天生敏感度和严谨细致的性格。
Ang Zili, with her innate sensitivity to precision equipment and her meticulous personality,
她仅用一年时间就熟练掌握了闭路循环呼吸器的使用技巧。
He mastered the skills of using the closed loop breathing apparatus in just 1 year.
还打破了当地186米的潜水记录。
Also broke the local record of 186 meters.
从新手快速跃升至行业顶尖水平。
From beginner to industry expert.
此次前往不需慢动。
This trip to Stevens.
戴夫的初衷是挑战洞穴的极限深度。
Dave's original intention was to challenge the extreme depth of the cave.
试图刷新自己的潜水记录。
Trying to break his own diving record.
同行的还有他最信任的伙伴唐谢利。
The other person accompanying him was his most trusted partner, Tang Zili.
两人提前对洞穴环境进行了初步了解。
Before the expedition, Dai Ren had already made a preliminary understanding of the cave environment.
也看到了入口处那块纪念德恩的石碑。
I also saw the memorial stone for Dean at the entrance.
却未曾想
Unexpectedly,
这次探险会让他与十年前的悲剧产生宿命般的连结。
This expedition will bring him into a fateful connection with the tragedy that happened 10 years ago.
2004年10月28日午后
October 28, 2004, afternoon,
戴夫身着厚重的潜水服
Dave was wearing a heavy diving suit
背着近30公斤的循环呼吸器
Carrying a 30 kilogram ventilator
在唐谢利的协助下
With the assistance of the pond
缓缓走入水中
Slowly walk into the water
随着身体逐渐下沉
As the body gradually sinks
水温也急剧下降
The water temperature also dropped sharply.
戴夫顺着引导绳匀速下潜。
Dave descended steadily along the rope.
每下潜十米。
Every time I dive 10 meters.
便停顿30秒。
Pause for 30 seconds.
让身体适应水压变化，下潜至219米时。
To adapt the body to the pressure changes when diving to a depth of 219 meters.
戴夫正调整浮力。
Dave is adjusting the buoyancy.
控制装置。
Control device.
准备向更深的区域推进。
Prepare to advance into deeper areas.
突然，灯光扫过前方泥沙地的瞬间。
Suddenly, when the light shone across the mud,
一个模糊的人形轮廓
A vague human silhouette
闯入了他的视野。
It came into his field of vision.
戴夫的心跳骤然加速。
Dave's heart suddenly sped up.
他屏住呼吸，缓慢平移。
He held his breath and moved slowly.
身体尽量避免搅动周围的泥沙。
Try to avoid stirring up the surrounding mud.
随着距离逐渐拉近。
As the distance gradually narrows,
一具裹在深蓝色潜水服中的骷髅
a skeleton wrapped in a deep blue diving suit,
映入了戴夫的眼前
caught Dave's attention.
戴夫瞬间想到了洞穴入口岩壁上的纪念碑
Dave immediately thought of the monument on the cave entrance wall.
那个失踪了十年的潜水者
The diver who had been missing for 10 years.
他强压下内心的震撼。
He suppressed his inner shock.
仔细观察着遗体的细节。
Carefully observed the details of the body.
潜水服的款式。
Styles of diving suits.
装备的型号都与十年前的描述完全吻合。
The models of the equipment all match the description from 10 years ago.
他几乎可以确定
He can almost be sure
这就是失踪十年的德恩完成初步观察后
This is the result of Dean's preliminary observation after disappearing for 10 years
戴夫不敢久留
Dave couldn't stay any longer
按照原计划完成深度
According to the original plan, complete the depth
挑战后便迅速上浮
After the challenge, it quickly rose.
当他浮出水面，第一时间将自己的发现告知了同伴唐谢利。
As soon as he surfaced, he immediately told his companion, Tansley, about his discovery.
当晚
That night,
在当地村民的指引下
With the guidance of local villagers,
戴夫找到了德恩的父母。
They found Dean's parents.
在和其父母交流片刻后
After a brief conversation with his parents,
戴夫决定一定要将德恩的遗体带上来。
Dave decided to bring Dean's body back.
不过
However,
在271米的深海洞穴中
In a 271-meter deep underwater cave,
搬运遗体难度远超任何一次极限挑战。
Moving a corpse is far more difficult than any extreme challenge.
这几乎是一项不可能完成的任务。
This is almost an impossible task.
这里的水压高达27个标准。
The water pressure here is 27 standard atmospheres.
大气压足以将普通潜水服压成纸片。
The atmospheric pressure is enough to crush ordinary diving suits into shreds.
人体在这样的深度停留超过20分钟。
If a person stays at this depth for more than 2 minutes,
就可能引发严重的减压病。
This could lead to severe stress-related illnesses.
甚至可能导致瘫痪、死亡。
It could even lead to paralysis and death.
更棘手的是
More challenging is,
遗体已在水下停放十年。
The body has been suspended underwater for 10 years.
受低温、高压、缺氧环境影响，状态极不稳定。
Highly unstable under the influence of low temperature, high pressure, and hypoxia.
任何一个微小的失误都可能让遗骸散落，甚至
Even a small loss can lead to the scattering of remains.
让自己也永远留在这片深渊。
Let yourself stay here forever in the abyss.
但承诺一旦许下
But once a promise is made,
便没有回头的余地。
There is no turning back.
为了这份约定
For this agreement,
戴夫推掉了所有飞行任务。
Dave canceled all the flight missions.
全身心投入到救援筹备工作中。
Fully immerse yourself in the work of preparing for rescue.
两个月后
2 months later,
他组建了一支由11人组成的专业团队。
He assembled a professional team of 10 people.
每一位成员都是潜水领域的顶尖专家。
Each member is a top expert in the field of diving.
他们在洞穴附近的沙漠中搭建了临时营地。
They set up a temporary camp in the desert near the cave.
条件简陋。
Poor conditions.
却设施完备。
However, it is well equipped.
不仅配备了可容纳三人的高压减压舱。
It is not only equipped with a high-pressure decompression chamber that can accommodate 3 people.
还搭建了一间迷你急救室。
Also set up a mini emergency room.
确保潜水员出现意外时。
Ensure that divers are safe when they encounter unexpected situations.
能第一时间得到救治。
To get the best treatment as soon as possible.
大夫还提前与南非金伯利地区医院沟通。
Dave also communicated with the Kimberley Hospital in South Africa in advance.
安排了随时待命的救援。
Arranged for standby rescue.
直升机。
Helicopter.
一旦出现紧急情况。
Once an emergency occurs.
可立即将伤者转运至医院。
Immediately transfer the injured to the hospital.
接受进一步治疗。
Accept further treatment.
筹备过程中还有一个细节。
There is also a detail to consider during the preparation process.
那就是为了确保遗体在搬运过程中不会散开。戴夫的妻子。
That's because the wife wanted to make sure that the body wouldn't be scattered during the transportation.
亲手缝制了一个高强度尼龙裹尸袋，选用的是最坚韧的面料。
I hand sewed a high-strength nylon burial shroud using the most durable fabric.
在边缘缝上了12个金属挂扣，方便潜水员在水下固定和交接。
12 metal buckles were sewn onto the edge for the divers to fix and pass on underwater.
每次缝制完成后
After each stitching,
大夫都会亲自钻进裹尸袋，模拟在水下搬运时的受力情况。
Dave will personally dive into the body bag to simulate the forces experienced when moving the body underwater.
反复调整。
Repeatedly adjust.
袋口的松紧度。
The tightness of the opening.
确保每一处细节都万无一失。
Ensure that every detail is perfect.
经过数次推演。
After several iterations,
他们制定了一套精密计划。
They devised a meticulous plan.
计划中明确。
The plan clearly states,
戴夫作为主力。
Dave as the main player,
将从水面下潜至271米处。
Dive to a depth of 271 meters.
用30分钟时间。
In 30 minutes,
将德恩的遗体装入裹尸袋并固定好。
Wrap the body in a shroud and secure it with tape.
随后缓慢上浮至220米处。
Then slowly rose to 220 meters.
这里水流相对稳定。
But water flow is relatively stable here.
水压负荷也在可承受范围内。
The load on the water pressure is within the acceptable range.
在此处接应的螃蟹力接过裹尸袋。
The messenger carrying the shroud arrived at the designated location.
上浮至150米处交给下一位队友。之后
Once you reach 150 meters, pass it to the next teammate.
遗体将在120米。
The body was found at 120 meters.
80米。
80 meters.
40米和20米
At 40 meters and 20 meters
处依次交接，每一段上浮距离都严格控制在50米以内。
Each stage has a strict control on the distance between the steps, which is no more than 50 meters.
停留时间
Stay time
完全按照减压表执行，确
Completely according to the pressure gauge.
确保每一位参与接力的潜水员都能安全完成任务。
Every diver participating in the relay must be able to complete the task safely.
2005年1月8日上午8时许。
at approximately 8:00 a.m. on January 8, 2005.
戴夫在众人的注视下
gave under everyone's gaze
顺着引导绳开始下潜
start descending along the guide rope
按照计划
according to the plan
他每下潜十米便停顿三十秒
he would pause for 30 seconds every time he descended 10 meters
让身体适应水压变化
adapt the body to changes in water pressure
十七分钟后
17 minutes later
他的探照灯再次照到了那具熟悉的遗体
His searchlight shone again on the familiar corpse
戴夫先在周围停留了片刻
Dave paused for a moment
仔细检查了遗体周围的环境
Carefully examined the surrounding environment of the body
确认没有尖锐的岩石和复杂的暗流后
After confirming that there are no sharp rocks and complex currents,
才小心翼翼地蹲下身子。
He carefully crouched down,
双手握住遗体的肩部,
holding the body with one hand,
试图将其从深陷的泥沙中拔出,
trying to pull it out of the mud,
但他却忽略了洞穴环境的特殊性。
But he ignored the special nature of the cave environment.
在低温
and low temperature,
缺氧高压的水下环境中
seconds in a high oxygen, high pressure underwater environment.
德恩的遗体并未完全骨骼化
but it was not completely isolated.
体内脂肪被厌氧菌分解后形成了湿蜡
After the fat,is completely decomposed. It forms wet wax.
这种物质不仅让遗体保持了一定的完整性。
This substance not only helped to maintain the integrity of the body,
还产生了意想不到的浮力。
It also produced an unexpected buoyancy.
当戴夫稍一用力提拉时
When Dave pulled it up a little,
时脚下的泥沙突然松动。
The mud beneath my feet suddenly loosened.
原本被压制的浮力瞬间爆发。
The suppressed buoyancy suddenly burst forth.
遗体像被一股无形的力量向上托起。
The corpse was lifted into the air by an invisible force.
紧接着一声轻微却清晰的咔嚓声。
Immediately after a faint but distinct click,
在寂静的水下响起。德恩的头颅
The ultimate head
因常年浸泡和受力意外与身体分离
Due to prolonged exposure and accidental separation from the body
带着腐殖质的骷髅头径直撞向戴夫的面罩
The skull with its straight jaw directly hit Dave's face mask
那一刻
At that moment
即便是经验丰富的戴夫
Even experienced Dave
也被这突如其来的诡异画面击溃了心理防线极致的恐惧
This sudden and bizarre scene also broke their psychological defense leading to extreme fear
让他下意识地向后退缩
Make him subconsciously retreat
这一退却让他陷入了更大的危机
This retreat plunged him into an even greater crisis
探照灯的电源线被身后的引导绳死死缠住。
The power cord of the spotlight was tightly wrapped around the guiding rope behind it.
随着他的动作
With his actions,
电源线被越缠越紧。
The power cord was wrapped tighter and tighter.
最终彻底断裂。
Completely severed.
无边的黑暗如同潮水般涌来。
The endless darkness surged like a tide.
将他完全吞噬。
Swallow him completely.
与此同时
At the same time,
在220米处接应的唐谢利正焦虑地盯着手腕上的计时器。
At 220 meters, Lai Tang and Zan Lai were anxiously staring at the timer on their wrists.
按照计划
According to the plan,
戴夫应该在上午9:15分抵达接应点。
Dave should arrive at the pickup point at 9:15 a.m.
可时间直到9:35也依旧没有任何动静。
It was already 9:35, but there was still no sign of movement.
这让唐谢利意识到戴夫大概率是遇到了意外。纠结片刻后，
This made Tang Zili realize that Dave was probably in a state of confusion.
唐谢利还是决定冒险下潜搜寻。
Tang Zili decided to take the risk and dive down to search.
然而，
However,
当他潜至250米处时
When he descended to 250 meters,
身上的呼吸器设备突然因高压爆裂。
The breathing apparatus on my body suddenly exploded due to high pressure.
无奈之下
In desperation,
他只能放弃搜寻。
He could only give up searching.
被迫紧急上浮。仓促的上浮让
Forced to use a rope to quickly raise,
让唐谢利瞬间患上了严重的减压病。
This caused Tang Zili to suffer from severe depression.
身体开始剧烈疼痛。
The body began to experience severe pain.
她凭借着最后的意识
She used her last bit of consciousness.
紧紧抓住引导绳
Hold on tight to the leash.
缓慢调整上浮速度
Slowly adjust the upward speed.
最终在上方接应队友的协助下
Finally, with the help of the teammate who was waiting above,
唐谢利历经八小时的漫长减压
Tang Zili endured an 8-hour long decompression.
终于艰难地浮出水面
Finally, I managed to surface.
随后
Subsequently,
他们立即组织人员对戴夫进行搜救。
They immediately organized personnel to rescue Dave.
可不需慢动的复杂环境。
No need for a complex environment.
让搜救工作举步维艰。
Make the rescue work more difficult.
271米的深度。
271 meters deep.
远超普通救援设备的极限。时间
Far beyond the limits of ordinary rescue equipment.
一天天过去
Day by day.
洞穴依旧沉默
The cave is still collapsing.
直到2005年1月13日
Until January 13, 2005.
队友们在回收150米处备用气瓶时
When the teammates were retrieving the spare gas bottles at the 150-meter mark,
意外发现一根漂浮的绳索
unexpectedly found a floating rope.
绳索上还缠绕着一些潜水装备的碎片
There are also some fragments of diving equipment tangled on the rope.
随着绳索逐渐被拉起
As the rope is gradually pulled up,
两具遗体缓缓浮出水面
Two bodies floated to the surface.
一具是被装入裹尸袋的德恩的遗骸
The rope was the rope used to tie up Dean's body, which was wrapped in a shroud.
另一具正是失踪五天的戴夫
The other one is Dave, who has been missing for 5 days.
经事后分析
Based on the post-mortem analysis,
推测
Inferred,
德恩的遗体在头颅分离后产生了更大的浮力。
After the skull was removed, the body of the dead man had a greater buoyancy.
带着失去意识的戴夫缓慢上浮，过程中
，As Dave slowly floated upwards, he was unconscious.
两人被探照灯的挂钩绳缠绕在一起。
Two people were entangled in the rope of the searchlight.
最终停留在了150米处的备用气瓶附近。
Finally, it stopped near a backup gas cylinder about 150 meters away.
戴夫的脸上还残留着痛苦的神情。
Dave's face was still full of pain.
手中紧紧攥着那把未能剪开绳索的潜水剪刀。
Clutching the diving scissors that couldn't cut through the rope,
他用自己的生命兑现了对德恩父母的承诺。
He fulfilled his promise to the parents of Dean with his own life.
让这个失踪10年的少年终于得以回家。
Let the missing boy finally return home.